to say that. What I want to introduce is the Rambam's perspective on Megillah, on Purim, through basically the spectacles or the frame of reference the Rambam understands Torah. We'll see the backdrop. We'll try to understand more things than we might have wanted to understand, or maybe not. We'll see. The Rambam, you have to understand, the Rambam organized Mishneh Torah with Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay? And the reason why the Rambam wrote Sefer Mitzvahs, as he says, he needed an organizational, a way to organize, and he has everything. Okay? So he, in fact, he says he has Hilchos Tzitzis, he discussed the Mitzvah Tzitzis, Hilchos Tefillin, he discussed the Mitzvah Tefillin. Okay. However, there's some mitzvahs which are not in the Torah, and that's how the Rambam starts. Hilchos Megillah, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh b'chlol and shtei mitzvahs asei midibri seifrim, v'einan min haminyan. These are not from the minyan tayag. So what the Ram says is that the Mishneh Torah is a bir, that's where he starts all the Pratim, is a bir on the mitzvahs. The bir on these mitzvahs, okay? So it says there are two mitzvahs in Chanukah, in Purim and Chanukah, okay? Two mitzvahs altogether, okay? So if I ask you, how many mitzvahs in Purim? Ooh, Mishloach Molis, Matanas Lev Yoinim, Sudas Purim. Ooh, there's also Mikra Megillah. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get involved, and that's a whole separate shiur, how the Ram organizes this, because it's a very strange thing. The way he organized Hilchos Megillah and the way he organized Hilchos Chanukah is basically just the opposite. And even the names that he called it is just the opposite. Because what is the mitzvah on Purim? We'll see that it's Mikra Megillah. What is the mitzvah on Chanukah? Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. We'll see. Okay? And yet, and you'll see in general, this discussion itself, he calls the halachas based on the mitzvah. Okay? And he calls it Hilchos Megillah, which is something you would have expected. Okay? But then he calls it Hilchos Chanukah. We have to understand why that's so. Okay? But that, I'm not getting involved with. That could be another share some other time. I just want to hear focus on Megillah and the Mitzvah de Misefim called Mikra Megillah. And interesting, the Ram sets up the two prakim that he discusses, the halachas of the bir, ubir shtei mitzvahs eilu prakim eilu, and the bir of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is perik aleph and perik beis. So the whole perik aleph discussion, he starts halach aleph kriyas haMegillah bizmana mitzvahs haseh midivrei sefer, vadvom yiduim shitakonas neviim, matakonas neviim. Okay. Perek Aleph continues. Mikra Megillah, one halacha, another halacha, another halacha. Throughout Perek Aleph. In Perek Beis, another halacha, Mikra Megillah, he starts. He read the whole thing. Another halacha, another halacha, another halacha. Then all of a sudden, when he get to Perek, Beis, halacha, let's say Yudalid, and Yudimu before, and Yudalid, Mitzis, Yurim Abo Osa, Lebene Kforim, Vayoris, Yom Chamisha Osa, Lebene Krochem, Liois, Yom Simcho, Mishnah, Mishlech, Monis, Lereim, Matanus, Lev Yodim. Okay, and then he discusses how he says, Usulas Purim Shasa Balaiva Yotze Chavasai, Bekaitzai Chavasulas Purim. Then he discusses Mishalach Mades, And he discusses Matanas Levyanim. Okay? All the way top at the end of the Perek. Perek Beis. Okay? First, before I start, I'd like to focus on what does it mean that the Matiki HaShmua, after the Beis Din HaGadol, made a new mitzvah. A new mitzvah. Okay. And the Rambam is really focusing on this because there's a Tayag mitzvah. And he says, V'eino min ha-minyan. That's the way it starts out. This is not from the minyan Tayag. It's a new thing. So what I'd like to focus on is, before we try to understand the Seder over here, what's going on, the Rambam, in his Hakdama, in his introduction to Mishneh Torah, has what he calls Minyan HaKotzer. He has a brief synopsis of what he wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs. Sefer Mitzvahs, if you look at the Hakdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Hakdama was really a Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam says, in Akdama, he's discussing the Sefer Mitzvahs, he's telling you his organizational plan of how he's going to write Mishneh Torah. Okay? So then, and since he's organizing Mishneh Torah according to Mitzvahs, he writes again, in short, the Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? And after he finished the Tayyab Mitzvahs, he writes like this. Eilu heim sheish meyos ushlish esrei mitzvahs Shenemulo l'moshe b'sinai. Hein v'kolusam u'proteseim v'tiktukei. And this is a very important thing. Because mitzvahs are not only the hein, the nusach ha-mitzvah, the way the mitzvah was formulated, but also the kolusam u'proteseim v'tiktukei. The tiktukei mitzvahs, all the halachas, all the Teresh of Baal Peh, which tell you, and that's the Rambam says, V'chol ois ha'kolos, v'apot z'dikugim, v'abibiruim, shall call mitzvah mitzvah, he Teresh of Baal Peh, shekiblu bezdin, mipi, bezdin, mipi, bezdin. But the Messiah, the Matiki, or the Messiah, or the Ganser Messiah, the Messiah is a Messiah, and the Tiktukei mitzvahs of how these mitzvahs were formed, and that's the Teresh of Baal Peh. And that's what Ram says in the Akdomo, the Pirush Mishnayis, that what did Moshe Rabbeinu teach? Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron, and then Bonov, and then the Zekanim, and then the Bnei Yisrael. What was the syllabus? The Gemara Eilim Nun Dalet. The Ram says the syllabus was he taught them Tayyad Mitzvahs, and the Tayyad Mitzvahs was they wrote down the Mikra HaMechukah, which is the nusach of the mitzvah of the Tayyag mitzvahs, and he taught them the Perush Vapeh. He says he taught them the sukkah of the Mesirah is that the sukkah should have had a michitzis and how big it should be and who's potter and who's chayim, and that's the diktukim and the kolosseim and diktukim and the Tayyag mitzvahs nemla Moshe Misinai and the diktukim of that the Mesirah was the nusach hamitzvah and the diktukim. Then he continues. That's the Teresh of Alper. And the Vietnacho es a Tere of HaMitzvah. That's what Rambam says in HaGdomo. The Tere is the Teresh of Eksav, or the Nusach HaMitzvah. The HaMitzvah is the Teresh of Alper, which explains the mitzvah that Rambam says in HaGdomo. Then he continues and he says, V'yesh mitzvahs acheres, calls them mitzvahs. Mitzvahs acheres, se nischachu achamat in Tere. The Tayyad mitzvahs of Matan Torah, Tayyad mitzvahs of Moshe Misina. V'kovu oison neviim v'chachomim. I don't know if it's neviim v'chachom or chachom or both sometimes. And then he says the Megillah was the konis neviim. In the Hanukkah, there was no neviim, whatever. U'poshtu b'chol Yisrael, go'in mikro Megillah, v'ner Hanukkah, v'tainis, tishabo v'yadayim v'eid. Yesh. L'kol mitzvah me'elu pirushim mitukim. What is he telling you? He's telling you that when they made a mitzvah mitivrei sefer, it was a facsimile of the mitzvah d'oraisa. The same way the mitzvahs in the Torah have the nusach hamitzvah, that the mitzvah itself the pure, as the Ram calls in Pirush Mishnayis, the Mikra Mechuka. What is the mitzvah in Shoma? But they are Dikdukim and Vedin. Okay? And the, what he's doing in Mikra and say in Hilchus Megillah is, he tells you there's the mitzvah, and Perek Aleph and Perek Beis are the Dikdukim. But Mikra Megillah is just like any other mitzvah in the Torah. And the exact facsimile. And that's why he puts a point. So the Rambam is bothered. If it's an exact facsimile, maybe this Baal Tesif. Because the Baal Tesif is adding a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a facsimile, what a mitzvah is. So since the Rambam is machanish, that the mitzvah mitzvah is seferim, have an exact replica of what a mitzvah is, so he asks the kasha now. V'akol yisboyer, kol elu mitzvah sh'nishachu chayom lo l'kabam l'shoyim v'shem lo yisoso, v'einam teisas al mitzvah teira. V'yalma hisiru teiru lo yisoyim lo yisigra, sh'lo yenobi v'ashoy l'chadish dobu lo yimash ha-kodesh bo rutsim v'mitzvah zu, ulo yisifu l'mitzvah teira. But it's not the case over here. So loy omu. So they said loy omu, loy omu. Shakolish bold tzibul asos eiv olikus megillah boi nosa. V'lo omu came hoyim esif an alatayah. So they didn't say that. Elakach onu leimri a ganze megillah. Shanevim im bezdin tiknu. V'tzivu likos ha-megillah b'inasam. So that would have been enough. Then he has almost a drasha. Kidei l'haske shvoch shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'tshuva she'osa lanu v'yakov l'shaveinu kidei l'vochoi u'l'halloi u'kidei l'oidia l'deiris ha-boyim she'emes ma she'itichonu b'teira ki mi godol. That's like a drasha in the middle of nowhere. Okay. So a Rambam is a yeshiva. He wants to ask me, you know, as I said, you know what? If you look in Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam doesn't have this drasha. Doesn't have drashas. And I'll tell you what I mean. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Mamrim Tes. The Rambam tells you that there are instances Besdin makes a gzeira. Okay? See, Midraisa, Bosa Becholov, is only animal meat, which is cooked together with milk. Bird meat, there's no problem. So the Ram says, like this, okay, Beis Aloch HaTes, V'hoil v'yesh lebezdin l'gzov l'esor, dov amuto v'yamur yisum l'deiris, v'chein yesh lem l'hati isa teiro, l'fi sho'o, Mahu zeshe sehir ha-teira lo-yiseisiv lo-yisigu mimeno? Shol lo-yisiv al-dibri teira vol-lik-roya mehen vol-lik-voya ha-dovo lo-ilum b'dovo shuhu min ha-teira bein teira shebiksa bein teira shebiksa keitzad keitzad ha-ri kosu ba-teira what is Mipi Ashmua? But the Mipi Ashmua is a Pirush HaMakuba Moshe Rabbeinu. There's not only Aloch HaMish Misinai. The Rambam says in the Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis that there were Miseris, and that's part of the Tirush HaBaal Peh, of how to interpret Psukim. Okay. And in Mishnah Torah, he doesn't use the word Pirush HaMakuba, but usually the Ripia Shmur is that. Ripia Shmur means that it was heard, Ripia Shmur, there was a Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish. Although that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. מפי השמוע, לומדו שזה הכוסוב, שזה הכוסוב, עושו, עושה לבשר ולאכול בוסה בחולם. The Holy says, the Torah only says לבשר. בין בוסה, בהימו, בין בוסה חיה, אבל בוסה האויב מותר בחולם מן התאה. That's the Kabbalah. That's the pshat in the posse. He says, well, it's gdi, b'chalavimoy, but it's all bosa, b'heiman chaya, and it's not only bishul, ram, sepulav, from achilu also. V'im yeso, oh, so now he has a gantan posha. V'im yeso, bosa b'chbosa oiv, v'yoy mashu b'chlal agdi, v'uasa menatera, how is it moise? That's what he says. He says, the bosa oiv is midaraisa. That's about tasting. Aval im oma bosa oif muta min ha-teva. V'onu nesa oisei, v'nidia l'om. Kilu part of the takana is, that's to be a hido l'om, in the nusach ha-takana. Shehu gzeira, shelo yovo min ha-dova choyva. V'yoimu ha-oif muta, mi b'nei shel nispa'arish min ha-oi. He said, v'yovo acha loima, af bosa beheva muteres, chutz min ha-eis. So it's ordered to protect the Torah. In here, the Rambam doesn't have any drushes, anything. Just say that they say that it's midrabono, and it's not min ha-Torah, and we're trying to protect things. Okay? And Michos Megillah, a concept drusha. What is it? How it is? All they should have said, he should have said very simply, they should have said in the nusach of the mitzvah, that they should have said, this is the Rabbona, and Shalom Yisrael. It's not a Torah. We made a new takana in Shalom Yisrael. So the question is, what is the Rambam saying? How does he know this? And why is he saying it? Okay. So first of all, before we start, the Rambam held, and very clearly, held that there are two issues in Baal Tesef. Baal Tesef, you can talk about when you have a mitzvah as holo, which is kayim. You have a mitzvah, and you want to add something to that mitzvah. That is the discussion in Hilchos Mamre. The discussion is there is a lav in the Torah of bosa b'cholo. And you want to tack on that there's also oif. So that's one issue. That's an issue adding on to an existing mitzvah. What the Rambam is discussing at the beginning in the Hakadomah is not adding on to an existing mitzvah, but to making a new mitzvah, yesh ma'ayin, a ma'aseh bereishis. And they're two different inyon and b'chal. To add on to a mitzvah with the purpose of protecting the mitzvah, all is necessary to say is, I want to protect the Torah. This is a mitzvah deraisa, and I want to protect the Torah. And that is the message in Perek Beis, Halacha Tesef in Hilchos Mamre. However, when you want to sit down in Beis Din, what's the machadish? A new mitzvah, yesh ma'ayin, under what? What was the auspices? How did they do this? Where are they coming from? Who gave them the right to do this? So the emes is, if you look at the Gemara in Megillah, and if you down now, Tonu Rabbonon, Arboim Ushmon and Nevi'im, Vesheva Nevi'ois, Nisnabul Hemli Israel, Vole Pichsevul Oisiro Amasha Kosa Batero Chutzi Mikam Megillah. All the Takonis Rishleimai and everything, like Oisifo Pichsev. The Pshat is over here that they're adding, it's not a Gzera from Shnias Larayis, they're trying to protect something. He's making a new mitzvah, yesh ma'ayin. And the only time they did it, all the 48 Nevi'im, was only Mikra Megillah.
Then the Gemara asks an amazing question. My drush. What's the drush? What do you mean, my drush? What? When the Gemara asks the question, they're bothered by something. What do you mean, my drush? The Gemara is asking a question under what auspices. How can they do this? They're acting different than all in the Nevi'im. All the Memchas Nevi'im. This is the one time they did something. How did they do this? The Rambam is the Kashi is. My Dresh, this is the Chabal Tesef. And the Mitzvah Midivri Seferin are talk with the Dikdukim and the with all. It's a facsimile of Torah. So how can you do this? So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers in the My Dresh. And because of that, there's no problem about Pesach. Okay? And that's the beginning of the answer to Rambam's thought. That just to say you're protecting something, there's nothing to protect. You're making a new mitzvah Yeshmaayim. So how do you do it? You have to somehow find something in the Torah, and we'll see exactly how they did it, that somehow we're continuing something in the Torah. Ki'ilu, there's an Indian in the Torah to be mishabeach, to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a nes. And this is what we're doing in Megillah. But the Mikra Megillah is kidei levolchei ulehalalei. And the emesis, that's the Gemara Pesachim. In Kuf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. I didn't give you the Gemara Pesachim because I didn't want you to go into overdrive. You see, there is a Gemara, and I'll read it to you soon. The Gemara tells us a whole list of cases that there were nisim and niflaos to Bnei Yisrael. They said a halal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Ramban in Asogis, in Sherish Aleph, uses this as a kasha in the Rambam. Because the Rambam clearly says that the mitzvah Mahalil midaraisa, and he's dealing with the sheet of the Bahag, he says that it's the Nusach of Dovra Melech. So how can you have, and how Sinai, the Torah telling you, do Dovra Melech's Halil? So Ramban says, what are you talking about? The Gemara Pesachim says they did that Halil throughout the days, even on the way out of Mitzrayim. Okay? And let's see the Gemara Pesachim. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, I'll just read it to Tonu Rabbonim. Halal Zeh Mi Omre, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Moshe B'Yisrael Omu B'Shor She'omdu Al Hayam, Heim Omu Loilonu, Loilonu Meshivu HaKadosh Yomo, Lehen Lamani Yaseh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Yoshu B'Yisrael Omu, B'Shor She'omdu Al Hayam, Malchit Kanan, Heim Omu, Loilonu, or Meshiva, Chule. Rabbi Elazar Moidoy Oime, Dvoyo Bok Omuo, Beshosha Omdu Aleim Sisra, Heimum Loilonu, Vuach Kredish Meshiva Meres Lahem, Lamani, Lamani, yes. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azai Oime, Chiske Mesayat, again and again, the Buchadetza. Throughout the day race, the Ram learns that this Inyev Mahalo, which we're talking about, this Inyan from Halal we're talking about. Oh, you see, they did it in the Torah. It's not a mitzvah, because there's no Mufurisha mitzvah in the Torah to say Halal. Okay? But you see from this Gemara, there's an Inyan deraisa when you have a nes to say Halal. And on this, the Nevi'im and the Beis Din based the Takana of Megillah Esther, of Mikra Megillah. Kidei, and that's the Lashon of the Rambam. That's where he starts. שהנביאים עם בזדים תקנו וציבו וכויס המגילה בו נוסה, כדי להס כשבוח של הקדש ברוך הוא, וצ'וייס שעושה לנו, בו יקול ושבינו, כדי להס כשבוח, כדי להבוך או ילחל עלי. This is, and the Rambam Paskins, the Mikko Megillah is Hallel. And they weren't Misakin Hallel on Purim, they were Misakin Mikko Megillah. And in the Chris Mikko Megillah, oh, that's the Hallel, oh, that was the mitzvah, kedi levorcho l'halloi. And that's what Rambam says in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel. Hilchos, you won't have it, sorry, you don't have it there, but I didn't want to, get. You can go over to it. Ram says there that the Perek Gimel Lochavo, Beloi Tiknu Halel V'Purim, Shekriyas HaMegillah Hiya Halel. It's not Stam, you have to say Halel, if you don't say, the Mikko Megillah is the Halel, Kedei Levorchoi, Ula Haleloi. That was the Etzim Tachon. It was the key to be Shabbeich HaKodesh Boruch, to Mahal HaKodesh Boruch, and that was the Mikko Megillah. And that was the auspices which they will allow to make this new mitzvah, Yesh Me'ayim. And you need this, and that's why the Rambam has in that Domo, this whole story. And there was another case, there was something else. U'kedei lo idea v'deiris, ha'boyim, she'emes mashet yichor v'atera, ki mi goy godol asher lo elokim kled me'lov kashem alokeinu. It's also the Mo'o Megillah, that you know it. Rav Masna Homa Mehocha, ki mi goy godol asher lo elokim kled me'lov. That's the Gemara. And Rashi says, Maschil Posach Pischa. Posach Pischa, this is the introduction. The Megillah is based on Kimi Goy Godo. And what is Kimi Godo? Godo. The Rambam says in Chosh Tshuva in Perek Beis, Afo Pisha Tshuva Vasa'oka Yofu Lehem Miolo. And then he says like this, in the middle, at the end of it, Bamad Boma Miyochid, Avo Tzibo, Kol Zman, Shoisim Tshuva, Belev Sholeim, Heinenin, Shinema Kashem Elokeinu B'chok Reinu. And this is what he wants to say, is le'emes mashiti chonu batera, that this havtocha, when you do tshuva, tzumo elai, tzumo elai, and with zaka, do b'nishem listens. And there's an inyan deraisa, to ma'ames tavtocha satera, and it's to ma'ames the yiseid hashmini, of yiseid hadas, of yud gimel ikrim, that tera min hashamayim, and it's each word the tera is emes. And that, on these two things, the issue of Halil and the issue of the emes of Avtocha, on the basis of that, they were misakim Mikko Megillah.
Now, should I go on to explain it last second?
That's the framework over here. And that's every word in the Rambam is very clear, and that's a different general for Smamim, because here we're machadish and new mitzvah. However, Rabbeisai, there's no mention over here of Suvas Purim, Mishloach Manos, Matanos Lev Yonim, okay? Because the Takono and the Megillah is, oh, the Takono was Kedei Levo, Kedei Lehoidis, Lehaloi, Kedei Lehoidia, Lederish, Emes Machirichor, Bateri, Kibir Gar Godo. And that's what Mikko Megillah is. Kriyas HaMegillah, that's what he's talking about. So somehow, we have to understand what is going on with this Mishloach Manos, this Purim, you know, Matanos, you know, and that's what I'm talking at the end, because really, the beer of these prokim are beer on the mitzvah, and the mitzvah of the is the Chmiko Megillah. That's what he should explain. Let me ask you another question. Let's start very simple. We know that Noshim Achayiv Mikko Megillah. Okay? Aye, Mikko Megillah is Mitzvah Seish Makomo. So Gemara says, Afin Hoi Beisa Nes. Gemara says it by Nechanika, and then Gemara says it by Dalla Kaisis, and Gemara Ksochi, and Gemara Shabbos, whatever. Okay, say that. man in these mitzvahs which are to mufalsim, to tell us the greatness of a nes. You have to knock on the doors and beg money in order to do them. Okay. Let me ask you something. What would you say about Tzuvos Purim and Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levin Yonim? What would you say about the Chiyuv Nashim? Can you say Afrin Hoi Beisa Nes by then? And what is Afrin Hoi Beisa Nes? So my Rebbe, in the Igus Agud Alevi, he's put out, he says, when he talks about, see, the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam does something. The Rebbe, I think, is talking about the Tlisa about Mon, and there's Afin Hoi Beis Anes, when do you say it, when do you don't say it? Or, no, I think the taste is talking about matzah and sukkah and whatever it is. And when you say Afin Hoi Beis Anes, the Rav said like this. The truth is, Rabbi Tam, Chuvas, and Amiri, not like this, but he said in Rambam, he said the pshat is, somehow, for example, Rabbi Tam asked the question, Noshim, Shalosh Sudis, Lechem Mishnah, they're not chayim. So Rabbi Tam and Sefer Yoshe says, Afin Hoi Beis Anes. They were Nes of Mon. You don't find that in the Gemara. You don't find that in the Rambam. So the Rav said, the pshat is, or that the Afin Hoi Beis Anes, that the Efsim Chetzah Shul Mitzvah, or the Mitzvah was given to Mufasim the Nes. Or to the Mitzvah of Shavish Sudis, the Lechem Mishnah, it's masculine in it. But it's not that the Chafsa, the Mitzvah was given, Lefasim Anes. There's no Pesumei Nisa. And the answer to the Noshim Achayim is with the Ramban, and the Ramban, there's a Ramban at the end, they call Kisvei, there's Zoch V'Shomo, there's a Hekish, whatever, but not the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Mishnah, out of the Chafsa of Matanis Levyeinim, the mitzvah matanis levyeinim and sudas purim and mishloach manos, this pesumei nisa in it, or that chesed mitzvah was pesumei nisa. Or the Ram says at the beginning of Chos Megillah, he talks about noshim being chayv in Megillah. There's no discussion b'chlal about noshim in Mikra Megillah. True, there's in Shulchan Aruch and there's a Shari Tshuva back and forth about it. And there's a Prichodesh, which suggests maybe they're not Chayiv, and the Goyim quotes the Prichodesh, and in the Shilas from the Rav Chaim Volozhin, it seems to be Machria, that they're not Chayiv. Okay. The question is, just a very simple question. The Ram clearly says that the Chayiv Olam B'sum Repulia Adel Yoda, and I hope you don't do it, but whatever it is, because, you know, everyone's going to have their own idea with Lo Yoda, and they may, you know, whatever. But, you know, and the Ram's Masim is the Shurim, in the midst of Sudan. In all these people that I will say, all these Achrinim will say that Noshim Achayim and Sudas Purim, I never heard anyone say that Noshim Achayim Chayim B'sumet, that should come out, if you say such a thing. Okay. So again, that the mitzvah for Mikul Megillah, the chefs of the mitzvah is not possible. Therefore the Ram says, towards the end of Perek Aleph, he says, the end of Perek Aleph, you'll see a Rambam talk about Megillah Shechal B'Shabbos, Tum Shechal B'Shabbos. Yes, go to the end, right? Find it, yeah. Here it is. No. I want before. He says like this. He says, Visholim v'doshim behuchas purim b'yisei Shabbos k'lahaske shupurim. He has to mention the dinim of Purim until the end. All the haskes shel Purim is the inyan to fasten. Oh, what a mess! Because that's what the chafsa of the yontif was all about. Okay. Now I want to show you something amazing. The question is, you know, why isn't in the minyan? Why isn't the minyan? Why isn't the takana? What's happening over here? How does this fit? How does this fit in the whole the mechadesh new mix of matanos lev yonim mishlo echmonis to this poem? So you look at the end. Let's read it again. Perik beis halacha yedalid tezvov and tezayin. Ram says like this: mitzvas yoyim arbo osa lebnei kfom vayoyes biyom chamisha osa. When we mitzvah yoyim arbo osa, it's a very strange lashon. The mitzvah of the 14th day, the mitzvahs. The Ram knew how to write Hebrew. Mitzvah yoyim arbo osa lebnei kfom vayoyes biyom chamisha osa lebnei krochim liyoyes yoyim simcha. He doesn't say, oh, doctor, the yoyim should be yoyim simcha. There was no mitzvah midivrei seifrim of Sudas Purim. There was no mitzvah midivrei seifrim of Mishloach Echmonos. The mitzvah is that the mitzvah should be a yoyim of Suda, Mishloach Echmonos, and Matonis Lev Yoyim. That's why he's very careful in the way he fought. Mitzvah yoyim abo osa, lebenei kforim, vayoyos yoyim chamisha osa, lebenei krochem, liyoyos yoyim simcha, to the yoyim should be yoyim simcha, umishni Mishloach Echmonos lereyim, umatonis Lev Yoyim. So b'chlal is nothing to do. There was only one mitzvah mitivrei seifrim that they added. That was mikra megillah. But they said, "Mishne simcha miyotim took off the yotim. There should be a yotim. A yoyim should be a yoyim of mishne simcha mishalef monis." See here, I can begin to ask and think. Maybe someone will come and say that mitzvah seishas mangromo is a poshut of mitzvah. But if the inyan is to make the yoyim a yoyim simcha, maybe the roshim should be chay. We don't know that. The Ram doesn't talk about the chiyuv noshim. But I want to tell you, the Ram talks at the end of Perek Beis because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Purim. The mitzvah of Purim is mitzvah megillah. Is the Megillah Perek Aleph and Perek Beis? At the end of Perek Beis, he tells you that they said that you have to make the Yoyim a Yoyim Mishta, Simcha, and Mishloach Echmonos. And that is where the Rabbah looked at Purim.